Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, time for Daily Editorial. We're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about the Sussman trial, and we're also going to talk a little bit about guns. Big Al wants to give an opinion about guns, and that is that in light of the spectacle that Beto O'Rourke made of himself at the press conference in Texas, where the mayor was addressing the parents of the school children who were killed, and O'Rourke stood up and started yelling at him, saying it was all his fault, pointing fingers, et cetera, et cetera. Talking more about gun control, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Too many et ceteras in there. But people are really flogging this thing to death. You have to go after the shooters. You have to go after the shooters, and you have to go after them effectively. It's a proven fact that gun violence always occurs in big cities. It's primarily gang-related. People like myself and other people, perhaps, who may own a gun, are the last people in the world who you have to worry about. There's no question whatsoever about that. You have to go after the shooters. And for that reason, I want to stress, Jimmy, what I was talking about yesterday. In the case of school shootings, I think for a while, you really have to have some security on the schools. Hard to say where the schools are, because there's so damn many of them around the country. But when you have incidents that we had, like down in Texas yesterday, you really have to be prepared. That is where you have to be prepared. That in South, and also in South Central Chicago, in San Francisco, in L.A., in Seattle, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of crazy people out there. And you have to be prepared where the crazy people are, whether it's schools, whether it's gang-related, whether it's in ghettos. You got to be ready. Jimmy, let's talk about Sussman.
Yeah, so Sussman is the trial's ongoing right now. Durham, that's the first trial for the origins of the Clinton accusations of Russia collusion that the FBI and the DOJ jumped on. And I think it's there's a lot of information that's coming out. One of the key elements that's happening right now in testimony, an FBI agent testified and provided email evidence that Jaffe, the tech executive that was working with Sussman in order to identify the Alpha Bank connection, which was supposed to be a secret connection between Trump Tower and the Russians, it was fraudulent. The FBI knew it was fraudulent. The CIA knew it was fraudulent. But they continued to investigate. They continued to go forward with it. The judge in the case yesterday banned the emails and any evidence struck from the record, any evidence that Jaffe actually may have committed an illegal act by providing an email justifying that they're saying to Sussman, hey, this was not realistic. And so clearly the judge, an Obama appointee, between that and the fact that he would not allow emails and connections between the DNC, the Clinton campaign, and Sussman, is shaping the outcome to avoid a broader problem for the DNC and the Clintons. It's pretty clear when you take that into consideration, what the judge is doing, and you take in consideration the fact that the FBI, the Department of Justice, the CIA all knew that the allegations of this Alpha Bank connection were fraudulent very early on, before Trump was actually in office, or very soon after. They continued this process and these allegations and accusations. Yet at the same time, when you have people and clear evidence that they were working with people that were lying to them, they never investigated. They only investigated after Durham was appointed as a prosecutor to look into it from Bill Barr. And now it's only going forward because Bill Barr appointed him as a special prosecutor in order to endure beyond the Biden regime's control. So basically, you are seeing the ultimate in manipulation of the justice system for political ends.
Yeah, of course it is. My question to you again is this thing ever going to see the light of day?
Well, I mean, the information is there, and I'll just reiterate once again. If this was a Republican doing it to a Democrat, it would be nonstop wall-to-wall coverage on every major network, CNN and MSNBC, Bloomberg, Washington Post, New York Times. But because the information actually paints the Democrats and the liberals in a bad way, you're not hearing about it, even though the facts are out there. History will judge this very harshly, but the media right now is clearly on the side of protecting progressive and liberal democratic people or the government instead of questioning the government, which is the media's the most important role that it can provide in our society.
And basically all we can do is keep putting the word out. There really isn't any action other than running your congresspeople, et cetera, right?
Well, yeah, and voting in people that actually want to see the rule of law, voting in people into office, or at least attempting to vote people into office that will hold the Justice Department accountable for calling parents domestic terrorists for complaining about critical race theory and gender transition information being presented to their kindergartners, that would hold, you know, James Comey accountable for letting Hillary Clinton go with an illegal server in her basement, but then going after Trump with known false information and salivating at it, apparently, right, according to testimony, very excited to go after it. These people need to be held accountable. And we have, I mean, you've got to get people in power that can do that.
Yep. You got to get people in power, and the only way we can do that peaceably is at the voting booth.
Yeah, and that means getting involved, and as we've talked about before, it's observation, not allowing laws to for mail-in voting to go through. I mean, that's why you're seeing corruption in California. I mean, look at what states don't want voter IDs. They are the Democratic states that are clearly pushing these agendas. Democratic leaderships. So it stands to reason that they are attempting to protect illegal activity rather than call out illegal activity.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you, we got to keep putting the word out, Jimmy, every single day. No question whatsoever about that. Anything else you want to say? By the way, I'm praying for your uncle and his battle with cancer. Anything else you want to say?
No, I appreciate the prayers and the thoughts and as he goes into hospice. And of course, you know, I do just what happened in Texas and the shooting. It's just more and more information is just absolutely just devastating that law enforcement did not enter right away, that this guy was, you know, just the entire thing. And I'm heartbroken for the families,
sure,
for the, of course, the loss of these young lives. And it just, it really makes you ponder what we're doing to ourselves and our society.
Well, I know we're doing it. I personally know what we are doing to ourselves and our society. We are screwing it up. Jimmy, at this point in time, we got to change it. Jimmy, any comment? Any final comment?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, Jimmy, thank you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.